Again, no shiur tomorrow, but there'll be a shiur on, do the hybrid again on Tuesday. And we're going to try to find time again to have a lunch with the new group, and also to start setting up individual, meetings with the new group. Cause very, you know, it's a little bit hard to get to know everybody just through the boxes. So we'll do our best. Yeah. So let's finish off what we were discussing last time for a minute and move on to the next point. We were discussing the concept of chametz as iser zman as part of our hakdama. We encountered this in a number of different makoros discussion of the relationship to nosar, which is interesting from, you know, several, you know, halachic vantage points. But, you know, the discussion of the Mechilta we'll have again later on. We discuss other issues connected to nosar, sreifa, and so on. Of course, the question of the Radvaz and the Ritva and all the others about Bedikas Chametz. And then more particularly, we're discussing three different issues where this is particularly acute. One is the issue of Liban and Agala, Heterabali Surabala. The second one is Dov Sheshul Matirin, a major debate in the Rishonim as well. There are two debates. One is whether Chametz is Aser B'mashehu Halacha or not. There are different girsos in the Gemara on Chaf Tes Beis and Lamed Amid Aleph. The majority views that Chametz is Aser B'mashehu, but Reinu Tam had a different girsa. Balamor suggests that the Rif may have changed his mind, and so on and so forth. But the predominant view is that Chametz is Aser B'mashehu. Chametz being Aser B'mashehu is certainly responsible for some of the most challenging, you know, practical halachos on Pesach. Again, so we for sure are going to discuss that much, much, much more extensively. The question of what impact that has on Nosin Tan Lefgam, and we'll discuss Tarovas Chametz soon enough, you know, when it kicks in particular, whether it's, you know, Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos, or only on Chag HaMatzos itself, even earlier in the day, all those questions. But if Chametz is also B'mashu, mostly there are two perspectives, you know, in the Rishonim as to why that is the case. Again, there are Rashi and Psachim and Chavtes and Beis connects it to both Kares and to Bedili, Lo Bedili in Shimine. As to a chumrah and to a psychological factor. But Rashi says here, Dirmaso Shalobamino, Shalobino Nami Bismano Asur, Avagav the Israel Rab, Bekoli Surin Shalobamino, Benosin Tam, Rab Goza Bechametz Bismano, Hola Bekare Su, Shalobamino, Atumino, Avagav the Chelim Damla Gozar, Atumino, Hosom de Bedili Mine. So it's a combination of kares and bedilimine, according to Tosis, which again, all these different, you know, what's the story with Mashu, what's the story of Bayira, each one has a machlokas, rishonim, poskim, mefarshim, as to what the connections are between them. But either way, that's the there are others who are connected to Bayra Bayimatze. I think that goes to the Maram Chalava says, there's no Bayra Bayimatze by Chelav and Dam, but there is by Chametz. And again, I assume by that he means not just the direct, problem of Bayra, but Bayra is a shear in Chomer Chametz in the much, much of the way that we were saying Kertosis on Beis Hamidala. So that's interesting in its own right. Just what is invoked to demonstrate the Chumras Chametz in different contexts by different Rishonim. And, you know, it's really intriguing if the same Rishon is always quoting or invoking the same factors. And it's even more intriguing, you know, especially if it's deliberate and not haphazard, when the same Rishon quotes different factors for different Chumras, implying that they may be working in different ways. But either way, that's the reality. But the Rambam and Ramban, suggests that the Mashu is based on Dovr Sheshlo Matirin. And as we discussed, the Mordechai and others, you know, suggest that that may depend whether or not it's Chozer the Nassar or not. So, you know, both the Libun and Agala question with the paradigms of Nosar and Avodah Zarah, and the Dovr Sheshlo Matirin question, you know, with its paradigms of Beitza and question with the Chadash, yes or no. I said I would address that, so I'll just make quick reference to it. There's a debate whether Chadash is considered to be Dovr Sheshlo Matirin. The Gemara Nedarim says explicitly that Chadash is Dovr Sheshlo Matirin. The Mordechai in Beitza seems to deny it and uses it as a paradigm that it's not Dovr Sheshlo Matirin. How is that even possible? What do you do with the Gemara? That's the question that is asked. But I'll just tell you what I think a perspective might be, and that goes to something that I alluded to already, and that is the Gemara debates about Dovr Sheshlo Matirin and whether it is limited to the question of Rov, or that it also applies to Sveikan Drabanan Lekula, the view of Ravashi, on Dalet Amud Aleph and Beitza. And there's all sorts of discussion, you know, halacha, how do we paskin? But also conceptually, what is that argument all about? And is it an argument about Dovr Sheshlo Matirin, or is it an argument about Sveikan Drabanan Lekula? So if it's an argument about Sveikan Drabanan, if it's an argument about Dovr Sheshlo Matirin, just as we know there's a debate between Rashi and the Ran, and just as I've suggested, there might be another factor, and that is about Isur Zman or Chomer HaIsur even itself. So it could be that in the Gemara there's already a debate about the character of Dovr Sheshlo Matirin, but that's what dictates the application argument, not just that there's a machlokus about the application. In which case, other Gemaras that say things about Dovr Sheshlo Matirin could be contingent upon the perspective that either widens it or narrows it, or that sees it one way or sees it another way. So the idea that lahalacha, even if the Gemara says Chadash is Dovr Sheshlo Matirin, that there would be Rishonim who would think that the larger evidence is that it's not, even if it isn't explicit, but it is maybe implicit based on how you understand Dovr Sheshlo Matirin broadly, which seems to be debated, that becomes an avenue, that becomes a mahalach that would explain this phenomenon. But either way, the debate with regard to Metera Bala Yisura Bala, and the debate with regard to Dovr Sheshlo Matirin, you know, Bikitsur, and then the third debate, you know, about Nat Bar Nat, you know, Dogim Sh'ala B'Ka'ara being the paradigm case there. In all three cases, we have debates in Rishonim already, and in the Poskim, whether Chametz is considered to be a Dvar Heter or a Dvar Iser, like what is it? Again, ironically, in the case of, and maybe not ironically, Dovr Sheshlo Matirin and the Rishonim, whether or not it's Dovr Sheshlo Matirin isn't so much focused, you know, in the Mordechai at least, on its status as Hetera, as much as on the fact that it's Chozer L'Isar. but either way, these three are parallel, but they're not necessarily identical as we've discussed. So in all cases, the debate could either be about the common denominator, namely how you look at Chametz of Pesach, or it could be about the criteria required independently of each of these three factors, Dovr Sheshlo Matirin, Liban versus Hagala, and Nat Bar Nat, Nat Bar Nat de Hetera. So, if we believe that you know, whether it's an Isur Zman, I'm using the phrase Isur Zman to refer to the principle, you know, that even, again, broadly, that even B'Shas HaTeiro, you know, we know it's going to be Asur for part of the year. Maybe also in the other direction, even B'Shas Isuro, you know, we know it's going to be Mutter and was Mutter. Although, again, I've suggested that you could distinguish in either direction between the question of Hetero and Isuro or the question of its history, previous history, and its future. I believe those distinctions are all very reasonable, and they would explain things. But either way, if it's all one issue, we would expect that the Rishonim, if everybody agrees that the criteria of all these three topics, Tom Sheshla Matirin, Heterabala, Yisurabala, for purposes of Agala, not Barnat, if everybody agrees that it's all about this one question, and there's a debate about this one question, then we would expect, and we would have the right to demand, perfect consistency within Rishonim and within Poskim. And everybody should think, you know, chametz is only an Isur Zman, or chametz is an Osar Namatir. However, given that the paradigms in each case are different, and also that the dinim are a little bit different, the idea that, you know, in some cases the argument is about what you require, and in other cases it's about chametz, or that even within chametz itself, the question whether it has a shem chametz that is common all year round might be different than seeing it as davar ha'omed lios aser or davar ha'omed lios mutter all year round. I believe that these two questions are in a continuum in the sense that they both employ the same kind of thinking to explain them. In other words, if you're taking pragmatic thinking, you're going to say, it's already chametz, and it's also part of the year. You know, we know it's, I mean, in terms of our knowledge, you know, pragmatic knowledge, you know, it's mutter now, it's going to be usher then, it's going to be mutter again later, it's going to be usher again, and so on and so forth. So, you know, obviously these are, but if you want to say that legally and formally in the lumdus, that the shame chametz is kovei a certain dinim, that, you know, the shame iser zman as kovea for other dinim, that is very reasonable. They're in one continuum. It's one kind of an issue, but certainly just like the other chilukim I mentioned are legitimate, this is also very legitimate. So once you have that, then if you were to do all the boxes, namely, you could line up perfectly who weighs in and holds, you know, like, what does Rabbeinu Tam hold about everything? What does Rashi hold about everything? What does the Rambam hold about everything? What does the Ramban hold about everything? Or the Magen Avraham, or the Taz, or the Gra, or the whatever it is, you know, you would have, you know, a lot better idea. Unfortunately, you know, we can't interview everybody. We can look for more evidence, but, you know, we are limited in being able to do that. Still, it's important to know what, you know, you would do if you could, and what ideally you would like to happen. You know, looking at it that way, then, serendipitously or otherwise, you know, you'll collect more evidence as you go on. Either way, you'll have a more accurate understanding of what the factors are. So the fact that there are discrepancies could be explained in numerous ways. And we were talking specifically about the Ramban bracing Davar Sheish L'Matirin, which according to the Mordechai view should exclude perceiving it, you know, as an Iser Zman, because it's Omid L'Iser again too. And the same Ramban being the one who distinguishes between Chametz and Pesach and Nosar, saying that the shame at least applies throughout, certainly vis-a-vis the paradigm comparative to Nosar. So the way to get out of this apparent problem, you know, is to say that, you know, either, you know, one doesn't depend on the question of Iser Zman or not, right? Let's say, likely, Davar Sheish L'Matirin. It depends more on other things, like Rashi and so on. Or to say that there's a difference between the shame question, which is Koveya sufficiently for Isura Bala, as opposed to Davar Sheish L'Matirin, which requires not only the shame question, but the idea of an Iser Zman itself. So those are some of the explanations or some of the ways of getting out of the discrepancy. Tani Finkelstein suggested another explanation, which I like very much, and it dovetails with the ha'ara that I made. I made the ha'ara that if somebody to ask me, is Dovah Sheish Lamatirin more compelling for an Isser Zman or for an Oser and a Matir? Meaning, if you look at Chametz, you know, as going in and out of Isser, you know, and, you know, we look backwards and forwards. Is that more of a reason to think it's Dovah Sheish Lamatirin? Right? Or less? As opposed to saying, you know, when it's Osir, it's also Lagamri. It became Osir Ben Ashmashos, or whatever. It became Mutar Lagamri, you know, Ben Ashmashos of Motsoi. Which of those is a better foundation, excuse me, for Dovah Sheish Lamatirin? So the Rav thought that the more you think of Chametz as an Isser Zman, as opposed to an Isser Gomor, and a Heter Gomor, the less likely you are to say Dovah Sheish Lamatir. Because, and that's how he understood what the Mordechai was saying. Excuse me, something stuck in my throat. That's how he understood what the Mordechai was saying. Namely, you know, it's not, you know, Heter Beheter, you know, it's not Omid Lios Mutter shortly. It is, but it's also Omid Lios Aser again after the fact. And you see that full history, you know, in front of you. However, what I was saying was that another way to make the argument would be to say the opposite. And that is, at least, you know, for most of the year and for the near future, you know, you can see the Heter, notwithstanding the present Iser, if you take the Iser's man view. But if you take the view that Chametz is, you know, Mutter Lagamri, right? Maybe there's not even a shame Chametz, but certainly it's Mutter Lagamri. It's not that, oh, it's Mutter, but it's going to be Osir on Pesach. And then it's Osir Lagamri. Right now it's Osir Lagamri because it is Pesach. Right? And then, of course, after Pesach, there's going to be a Matir to make it Mutter Lagamri. But then you might say that right now, Al Pidin, it's not Omid Lios Mutter. You know, at all. So instead of being concerned that it's, oh, but down the road, it's again going to be Omid Lios Aser, why not focus on the fact that right now it's also Lagamri and there is no future. We don't acknowledge the future. Again, practically, we know it's coming, but Al Pidin, until it happens, right, it's a fairy tale. So that's not Dovah Sheish Lamatirin. This is Iser Mukhlat. Again, getting away from the purely, purely pragmatic. Even if you want to say Rashi, but if there's a formal component in Rashi, which says, well, Basher Husham, deal with it as it is. Why do you, you know, good, there's no risk in the future, but the present, not the future, is what we're experiencing. So from that point of view, if you're not emphasizing, you know, that it's going to be Isser again, but you're emphasizing the fact that it is not on the radar screen, Al Pidin, that it's going to be Mutter, you might want to say the opposite. Namely, that the Oser Matir perspective is more conducive to rejecting Dovah Sheish Lamatir. So I mentioned that, and I think that is an important point. But Tani wanted to take it further and say, oh, if that's the case, then in a way, you can say that the Ramban is L'shitaso. As I've been saying, there's no stira the Ramban, because you can make, you know, this distinction or that distinction. The questions are parallel, but they're not identical for many reasons. And what Tani was saying was, no, if you take this opposite view of the Mordechai, namely that Iser Zman is more Dovah Sheish Lamatirin, because at least you have the right to know that it's going to be Mutter. Iser Mukhlat, you know, with an upcoming Matir that doesn't register, that's never Dovah Sheish Lamatir. So then Ramban is a Shitaso. Ramban holds that Chametz is Isura Bala because it's an Iser Zman, not a Heter Gomor, you know, an Iser Gomor, a Heter Gomor, an Iser Gomor. And that same Ramban says, and that's why it's a Dovah Sheish Lamatirin, because it's an Iser Zman. Then the Ramban would be arguing on in a fundamental way, in the opposite way, on the yesod of the Mordechai. Okay? So I thought that was just a nice, I didn't think to connect, to make the Ramban l'shitaso. I was thinking more, the Ramban proves that there could be different issues either within Chametz or within the criteria. I stand by what I said. I think these are three, I guess, different ways to explain this discrepancy and probably discrepancies like it. Okay. So that is,
just a question on that. I mean, just that last point. So, but we can't say for the Mordechai himself that it's a point of Osir Mati, right? Because he gives that svar of, he says anyone, but no one says that explicitly, that without the svar of saying it's going to become Osir again next year.
I mean, the Mordechai is perfectly clear that he's kind of working with an Isur Zman idea, I think. I'm just saying, if you want to argue with him, and you want to argue, you could argue because you think it depends on the Ran and Rashi or something else in Dovr Sheish HaMatir generally. You could even argue whether or not this idea of Isur Zman or Isur Mukhlat is better or worse for Dovr Sheish HaMatir, which also may depend on the Rashi and the Ran and the other perspective. But right, I'm thinking Mordechai is explicitly about this idea of Isur Zman. And again, the Chiddush, the added Chiddush of the Mordechai, which a lot of them discuss, is the application even to Chadash. Because in Chametz, at least you could say about the same Chafetz. Right? In Chadash, this same Chafetz is not going back Li Suro, but, you know, the shame, you know, Chadash or, you know, whatever. And that's a Chiddush too, to say that should be Koveh. But 100%. I'm not saying this in the Mordechai. I'm saying if you wanted to reject or say, not even reject, if you want to say the opposite of the Mordechai, which I think is a compelling point, and I mentioned it independently of that, and you want to apply it to the Ramban, then the Chametz part of the Ramban is consistent, etc. Okay.
Any
other questions before we move on?
Does the language of the Ramban also sound more like a Isser Zman than an Osir Matir? Because he calls the Heter Chametz something which is Memela Mystery, Bein Hatera Mechusar Maisa. The language of Memela Mystery sounds to me more like Isser Zman than a Matir.
I mean, it also could be that anything which is Mechusar Zman is never going to be Dovr Sheish HaMatir, and, you know, whether you hold like the Ran, whether you hold like Rashi. Meaning, I like what you're saying, but I would say it fits in and works well, but if the logic didn't work out, I wouldn't be bothered by the language. Because I think at minimum you have to say that always about Dovr Sheish HaMatir. Meaning anytime you have to take Kum Vaaseh, it's not Dovr Sheish HaMatir. That's what he's saying. And also, as he's applying it to Chametz, and given, you know, his other view of Chametz anyway, I think it works in nicely. But if it didn't work in nicely and so on and so forth, I wouldn't be constrained by the language. I don't think the language is bedoch. So I'll call it a ha'ara, but not a raya. Okay, so let's move on to the next point. So the next point is I want to talk about lo yeyachel. Okay, so let's get some background first. I see, we'll try to call on some of the newer people as well. Gavi, right?
Yes.
So what is the back? Let's talk about the background first of Chizkiya and Rabba Bo. Okay, so what is Chizkiya and Rabba Bo?
The Gemara on Chafal Vamad Beis, there's machlokes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Avo about if Dafka, the pasuk of Lo Yeyachel, we learn out that the Isra Achila and Isra Ana are one, or if you can learn it out from any pasuk that says Lo Yeyachel, Lo Socha, Lo Socha.
Yeah. So Gavi, what do you make of that anyway? What, is that an interesting argument, a technical argument? What do you think?
I think it's potentially a more fundamental argument about the it could be talking about Dafka in terms of Chametz or just on a broad scale.
Well, I mean, obviously, in terms of what comes out of it, there's huge nafkamina. If every time it says Lo Yochal, lo tocha, lo tocha, lo yocha, whatever it is, that includes Yisra and Nava. Certainly they're nafkamina, but what do you mean it's a, what does it sound like in terms of the bigger, like a cool, whose position do you think is more mechudash? Chizkiya or Rabbi Avohu?
I would have thought Rabbi Avohu.
I mean, Rabbi Avohu is certainly, you know, violating the rule, I don't mean this literally, of tafasta merubah lo tafasta, right? I mean, the Torah says, lo yochal, lo yochalu, lo tochal, excuse me, and Rabbi Avohu is telling you that, you know, that achila isn't achila. Achila includes hana as well. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Chizkiya says, basically, in the Chabal, the Chidusha, the Torah says achila, you want to be marred by Suriyana, then prove it. And you need a separate liquid. Okay. Good. So it sounds like Rabbi Avohu, unless... So what? Rabbi Avohu has this Masorah? It's a Masorah? Well, how do you explain Rabbi Avohu? Yeah, just read, if you don't mind, just read very quickly. You have the lines in the Gemara, Chaval from the base?
Yeah. So Amar Chizkiya Minay Mechamitz Pesach Shasar Bano Ashtanemar Lo Yeach HaChamitz Lo Yehebo Heter Achila Tamid HaKazav Rechmana Lo Yeach HaChamitz Halo Kasav Lo Yeachel Hava Mina Isra Achila Mashma Isra Na Lo Mashma. The plague of Rabbi Avohu, Dama Rabbi Avohu, Komakum Shinemar, Lo Yocha, Lo Socha, Lo Sochlu, Echad Isser Achila, Vechad Isser Hana, Bamashma, Ad Shifar Lacha, Kasav Kiderek Shifar Lacha, Ben Vila.
Okay, good. So what do you make of Rabbi Avohu? We'll discuss Chizkiya in just a second. Just for, you know, this isn't our bigger question right now, but it's an important question.
That the Isra of Hana seems to be encapsulated by Achila.
Excellent. In other words, that it sounds like what he's saying, again, there are two ways you could explain it, obviously. One way is, you know, Rabbi Avohu's not saying anything conceptual. He's looking around in the Torah. He's seeing that, you know, with the exception of Achi Parit Lecha HaKasuv, you know, when the Torah says Stam Achila, it includes both cases. And he's kind of saying, listen, I know Achila is Achila, Nana is Ana, but, you know, through the process of, you know, of reconstruction, it's clear that when the Torah says Achila Stam, right, the code, you know, that includes Hana. That's one way. That's the, you know, I think the unattractive way to learn Rabbi Avohu, but it's certainly possible that that's what he means. I'm sure many people read it that way. Meaning this is the gilui of the reconstruction. But the better way to say it, which is what I think Gavi is saying, is that it sounds like Rabbi Avohu is saying, you know, that Yisra Hana and Yisra Achila are not really as different as they might seem. Correct? Although you said it in an interesting way. How did you say it?
That the Isra Hana is encapsulated by the Isra Achila?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
As in that we have an Isra Achila and seemingly Hana is Bechlau Achila.
So is Hana like a an expand, or is Achila like a super, like premium Hana? Or does is there a difference between those two things or not?
I thought I meant the assumed version of Hana, or I guess the way that most people are Nana from something is through Achila.
So like Achila is a super Hana, or more specific or more intense Hana. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. And in theory, you could also say the opposite. You know, but I think it is easier to say that Achila is a... Because what's unique about Achila isn't Achila. It's, you know, it's like a more intense, we'll call it, or more objectively measured, you know, form, you know, of Hana. Like you can conceive in your mind of like there being concentric circles, you know, of Hana, more intense, less intense, more, you know, both in terms of the, you know, pleasure that you gain, you know, the ubiquity of the pleasure, the intensity of the pleasure, how physical is the pleasure, right? So one way to look at it is that, you know, there's this pyramid and that Achila is like super, you know, Hana. Maybe that's what Rav Avoh is really saying. And that Chizkia is more skeptical about that. Right? Chizkia thinks, no, I mean, Achila is a very measured formal action. Look at it, Achila as being super Hana. Achila is Achila. Right? Now, an interesting question would be, in situations where you have, how do you explain Achila for a Rav Avoh when there is no Hana? Is it still B'Torah, it's like super Hana, but it's limited only to super Hana? Right? And how do you explain Chizkia in cases where there is Hana? Is it that there are two different dinim? One is Achila and one is Hana? Or in those situations, he agrees, you know, that we look at them as a continuum. Either Hana is a form of Achila, a diluted Achila, or Achila is an intense Hana. You understand what I'm saying?
Rabbi,
if I
may just ask, if you're saying that Achila is a more intense form of Hana,
yeah,
and it's like going inwards in terms of the concentric circles, then I'd understand if you told me that there's an Isra Hana that would include an Isra Achila, but how would Lo Toch Luhu then branch out to the Isra Hana as well?
No, I'm saying is that what we're saying is that the Stam, what's significant about Achila is it's Hana. So of course you can always draw the line and say, well, only the most intense kind. But the question is, when the Torah says Stam Achila, why should that include Hana? So I'm saying is, if what's significant about Achila, typically or always, or Bistam, default, is prophetic, so then the Torah doesn't even have to be Mefarei. You know, you have to rein it in. That's what I mean. Understand? There's a, anyway, so this debate, again, what I'm trying to show is that it's a little bit complicated. Even Rav Avoh, you can learn in a technical way. Even Rav Avoh, when there's only Achila and no Hana, you wonder about, you know, the nature of Achila in that case. Is it fundamentally different than the Achila? You know, what's the relationship between the Achila of Nevela and the Achila, you know, of Yisur Hana? That's really what I'm asking. Are they the same, but you drew the line? Or are they not the same? Because otherwise you wouldn't have drawn the line. Right? Maybe they're nafkaminas, important nafkaminas. And similarly, with regard to Chizkia, you know, Chizkia is saying, oh, I agree with Rav Avoh, but it's almost like Noach's question, right? Maybe Chizkia is saying, I don't disagree, you know, that Achila is super Hana. I just think that it's always Ein Lecha Ba L'Chidusho within Hana. You shouldn't assume default and Stam, you know, that it's Hana until you rein it in. Or is he really saying, you know, Achila is Achila and Hana is Hana? But will he say that also when there is Achila and Hana? Right? So just like I asked him a couple of minutes ago, will the Achila for Rav Avoh of Nevela be the same as the Achila of Kelaya Kerem and Basa B'Chalav and so on? So too, it's interesting to ask the question, you know, not only is the Achila of Chizkia the same as the Achila of Rav Avoh, and is the Achila of Chizkia when there's Hana the same as the Achila of Chizkia when there's no Hana? Okay? Hopefully I didn't lose everybody with that. Everybody with me? Yeah? Okay, good. And if you want to make it even more complicated, you know, maybe it depends on the limud, you know, in each case, whether for Chizkia, you know, in the expansion, or for Rav Avoh in the constriction. That's maybe for Rav Avoh, it depends why, you know, we limited. Maybe default, you know, it's midin super Hana, but you know, if the limud is in a certain way, then it's just a din of Achila, not B'Torah Hana, or vice versa. And same with Rav Avoh. How we expand into Hana may dictate whether the Achila and the Hana are connected in that case, right or not. And there can be nafkamina, like in theory. The Malkus gets Hana gets Malkus, Hana doesn't get Malkus. There's an automatic Shiloh Kederech. The shiurim are the same. Like, what do you assume? Okay? So I basically pretty much just said, like, you know, anything is possible. But I hope I haven't just said anything is possible, but I've explained why everything is possible. Having said that, let me go back to being a little more, definitive. And that is what I'm saying is, if you think that Rabbi Avoh and Chizkiah argue, one way to look at it without, you know, let's dispense with all those chilukim that I just made, which I believe in, and I think explain things. But I think, let's say, default, starting off, it's easier to say that according to Rabbi Avoh, there's a very strong relationship between Achila and Hana, and according to Chizkiah, there is a weaker one. Okay? With all the caveats that I just mentioned. So in a way, you could say Chizkiah and Avoh don't just argue lemaisa, you know, about habat limudim, an expansion of Hana from Achila. They really argue about the nature of Achila and the nature of Hana as well. Okay. On this broader question, you know, mashal ma'adav ardoma, like there's these famous Rambams, you know, that I think some of you are learning in your day already, you know, where this whole question, like, is very acute. One is the, you know, famous Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Masechet Krisus, what's known as the Nekuda Nifla. Anybody familiar with the Nekuda Nifla? Moshe, you got to there yet in Yoredeya? No?
I'm not doing Yoredeya, I'm doing Yida.
Ah. Okay. That's a good choice, too. Okay. Who are the Yoredeya? Josh, you're a Yoredeya person.
Yeah.
Familiar with the Nekuda Nifla?
Of course.
So what is the Nekuda Nifla? I like the double, of course. That was good.
So it's the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, like in the third paragraph of Krisus, where he says that I wasn't sure if he was expanding it to all things, but at least by Basar B'Chala, he was saying that since the Torah doesn't formulate because of the way that Hana is derived from Achila, so then if the Isser Achila can't be Chal in an Isser Chal Isser situation, so even the Hana that would otherwise have been a basis for Isser Chal Isser, it can't be wherever the Hana comes out of the Achila.
Right. So, Bikitsur, the issue is an issue of Ein Isser Chal Isser, right? Let's zero in. And the question is the category, we say, you know, either Bavasachas or Yisr Kolel or Yisr Mosif is an exception to that rule, right? You don't apply Ein Yisr Chal Isser because it's more expansive in one way or another, right? As opposed to, or Vasachas. Vasachas is not what we're not dealing with. So the Chiddush of the Rambam in Nekuda Nifla is relating to the question, do you say about an Isra Ana on top of an Isra Achila, right, that that's, you know, expansive, right, and therefore defies the rule of Ein Isra Chal Isra. Correct? Josh?
Yeah.
Saying Isra Ana on top of Isra Achila is not an expansion. It's the same thing. That's one. And then you have the Rambam in, I don't want to go into the detail of this, but the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. Right.
Yeah.
What's the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos?
He also, he mentions
in Basar B'Chalav
why we count only the Isra Achila, it sounds like.
And why do you count in the Minyan Mitzvos the Isra Achila, not the Isra Ana?
Right.
So in both of those places, although if you look at it very, very carefully,
yeah, they seem different.
They seem to say opposite things.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure that they really are opposite. That's why I was kind of questioning Gavi before, right? I was pushing him a little bit to wonder if there's a relationship between Achila and Hana, whether or not it's because Hana is also a form of Achila, right? Whatever we mean by that, and I'll explain a little more, or whether or not Achila isn't a super, you know, like select or specialized, more intense, more physical Hana. If you look at the Rambam in these two places, in Pirush Mishnayos and Krisus, and Sefer Mitzvos, they seem a little opposite on that point. But I'm not convinced that they're mutually exclusive, frankly. And I think that's the point. Then you also have another Rambam, and that's in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, where the Rambam has the view that you don't get Malkus typically. And that too is connected because it's more of like a tuffel, you know, lav of the Isur Achila. Anyways, this is an issue. I think I put in the Mar Makomos, so you should look also at the Rambam, Pirshim Shnayis and Beitza and the Urayim, you know, with regard to Heter of Ochel Nefesh, you know, B'Yom Tov, right? This is Heter Ochel Nefesh. You know, does it extend also to other Isuri Anoz and why? A similar kind of parallel, you know, issue. So you have this debate between Rav Avohu and Chizkiyah. We're not sure, again, what the Nekudas on the Machlokas is, and all the Chilukim that I mentioned before are Chai V'Kayim. But we can understand in broader terms, at least, that Rav Avohu certainly is projecting a more organic, in terms of limudim, organic link between Achila and Anah, sounds like, and Chizkiyah is questioning that. And you can imagine that there are huge nafkamina in cases where there's no ad shi'afarit l'cha kasuv, and there's no explicit mention of Isra Anah either, so you don't know yes and you don't know no. So there are going to be, obviously, nafkamina between Rav Avohu and Chizkiyah. Ah. What's curious, of course, is that according to Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah doesn't deny that Chametz and Pesach is Asur B'Anah, but Rav Avohu thinks that it's Asur B'Anah because it's Asur B'Achila. And Chizkiyah thinks it's Asur B'Anah for a separate limud. And what's that separate limud? Gavi?
Lo Ye'achel.
Lo Ye'achel. And what's the difference between Lo Ye'achel and Lo Tochal, Lo Yochal, Lo Yochlu, etc.?
No, the ignorance is because Lo Yehei Bo Heter Achila. More passive.
Yeah, so the language of the Gemara, excellent, is Lo Yehei Bo Heter Achila. What do you make of that? Strange, right? Lo Yehei Bo Heter Achila means it's also Bahana. Right? And what's the difference between Lo Yehechel and Lo Yochel? So this becomes important. It's a little important for what we said before, namely, assuming Achila Lechud and Hana Lechud, at least in a default way, right? Are we saying that's not true in Chametz and Pesach, since it's Hana that redefines how you look at the Achila? Or does it look at the Hana? How different are the Achila and the Hana of Pesach? And how different are each of them from other Achilas and Hanas or from Abavos? Right? That would be, these would be questions to ask. Like, if you could find nafkamina between, you know, this Hana and Rav Avohu's, or this Achila and Hana, this would all be very important. So that is work that needs to be done. For our purposes, what's particularly interesting is, what do we mean by Lo Yehei Bo, right, Heter Achila? What is that? Like, what is that limud? And what are its implications? Okay, so what does, let's understand Chizkiyah for the moment. What does Rashi say about it? Gavi?
Rashi says, Lo yachal midikarina, lo yachal mashma, lo yehebo heter, hamevi lidei shem achila, vestamanaos lidei achila heim baos, shlokech damim, davar maichal.
Shlokech bedamim, dvar maichal. What do you think about that, Perush? Like, oh, that's sure, that's what it meant. Or mechudash, dochak, does it shed light on Isurana here, or lo yachal? It's a gili milsa, or it's a conceptual statement about, well, what do you make of it?
That is because it was implying that all hanaos bring you to Achila rather than just hanaos relative to Achila.
Okay, but so what are you saying about it? This is like, this is what you were anticipating in the explanation of the Gemara, or... or got something a little different than you thought?
something different.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Rashi is very pragmatically oriented. It sounds like this is a gili milsa, right? In other words, achila still means achila. I lo ye achel, as a lo ye achel just means, you know, things that will lead. It's not the it's not a different form of achila sachametz, right, Gavi? It's doing something to chametz that'll provide you with another achila, right? So it's not, it doesn't shed light on or illuminate, you know, the this usage, this form of achilas chametz. Right? It's more like a gili milsa. Sounds like lo yachal, the achila of chametz and the hana of chametz work in totally different ways. Just an achila, you know, there's a separate Eastern chametz that, or a separate gili milsa, you know, that doing something which will provide food also is no good. Unless you think the implications of that is significant, which probably is. But as a limud, Rashi, you know, seems to be going the gili milsa route. That's the fact, but not anything that's illuminating of the concept. At least that's what I think. Okay. What about the Maram Chalava? You got a chance to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, what does he mean by what's that?
That I think it was to what I was saying beforehand about Hanav being Bechlal Achila.
Yeah, exactly. This is a form of Hanav being Bechlal Achila. Achila doesn't just mean Achila, and it doesn't even mean, you know, a more subtle, you know, kind of Achila. It's also not true that Achila is super Hana. He's not saying that either. But Achila has a broader idea of Mishtar Shi Bezuze. What does Mishtar Shi Bezuze mean? What is Mishtarshi?
You're going to come to like buy foods that you'll end up eating?
No, you like you increase your worth. Now, if I eat chametz and I'm not supposed to, I save myself, the amount that it would take for me to go to the, you know, cafeteria or whatever it is. Remember the cafeteria back in the day? When I save myself, you know, $25 or $5 or whatever it is. Normally, we don't look at achila, you know, as a $5 gain, right? But the Maram Chalava, why is the Maram Chalava saying this? They're all struggling, the same thing. Rashi's struggling too, right? So Rashi says, Eloi hebo heter achila, don't, achilas chametz should not be a source of food, achila. It may in the end mount to the same thing, but as a limud and in a more direct way there, the Maram's saying, no, I don't like that. I mean, he knew Rashi. He doesn't say I don't like it, but he's by providing an alternative. But he's saying, no, it has to be a more direct connection. The common denominator, achila here doesn't mean achila. Achila here means financial hana. Okay. That's interesting. What does the Rashash say? Eitan? Sokolov? Do you get a chance to see it? The local Rashash. I just want to show that there are gradations here. This is an interesting question. What is the Rashash?
Yeah, he says that it implies any type of achila, even achilas klavim.
Yeah, excellent. And this is going to be very relevant to our next, I don't know if we're probably not going to get to it today, but hopefully we'll pick up with this on Tuesday. We'll try to finish off the other two sections. But lo yachel implies achilas klavim. I mean, don't, yo yochal means begavra, you don't eat. Lo yachel means you know, it should not be eaten. He doesn't say kalu shel hefker, does he? You have language?
Yeah. He says,
means do not let it be eaten.
Right. Ulani is
you're retaining the achila part, like Rashi, but it's not, unlike Rashi, it's achila sachametz, not achila derech, you know, agav of chametz, but achila sachametz, but not achila sachametz al yidei agavra, achila sachametz al yidei akelev. Yeah, go ahead. Which means hana. Because it's not, no one's saying only klavim, but it starts lo yachel, meaning don't eat it, and even if you're not eating it, right, don't feed it. What's wrong with feeding? Oh, feeding is hana. So who did?
Vafamai the cost of a tosu sham the remaso ochal and sham iklamir the yochal yochal tarvayu mashma. Achachor the fimash cost of a tosos the remaso imadlikin and sham hachanami imadlos or Torah el hana shal kiloi to me da kila.
Maybe it's only hana's kilo. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question. If you're already taught, and is that a shir in hana? Or is that because this is an extension, actually? It's achilas agavra and achilas behemto. So it's kilur. Or is it achilas agavra? And if we are not only achilas behemto, it's hana because it's achilas behemto, but maybe only things like hana's behemto. Namely, maybe it should be, that's not the din in Chametz Pesach. Maybe it should be limited to kilui. Again, if you see it as a hachala or a hana as a kind of achila, or even achila as a kind of hana, as opposed to if you're saying, let's say, mishtarshi or rashi, you know, so of course kilui has nothing to do with it. Now, because we're saying that the hana itself, you know, is called or is a form or signifies either that the achila is hana or that the hana is a kind of achila, so then the possibility of distinguishing between, you know, the more intense hana, you know, or the effect of the hana, of kilui, becomes possible. So I think you could see the continuum and how this is developing. Keep going. Any reference to what he wrote in Bechoros, right?
Right. That's later on.
Let's go to Bechoros. I think that's the main thing, though. What does he say in Bechoros?
He says that we find Achila with regard to Achila and his Beach.
Fascinating.
Right? So he says maybe Achila here.
So again, are we saying, like, all these expansions of Achila, that's not Achila Sagabra, but it's Achila on his Beach. Yeah, keep going.
From the top.
No, you buy this very quickly though.
Fine. Kashali, the Hakilas Mizbeh Kuri Achila, Kidarshin Vizvakim, Vim Heochel Yeachel, Chef Mizmadaver.
Yeah.
Echarachilas Mizbeh. Vainly closed Ad Rabba, Mid Isserith, Lurbuye, Miakifel, Shamiya, the stomach, Nanakhal Achila. Zaino de Haksiv Asher Tokal Haish Asaola. Vad itzerfli Rabuya Miakefel Humidhsiv Mi Basar Biom Hashlishi. Alachem, Idarshin Lachem Vlog Asi Shapir, the Zello Mikri Lachem. The kara ina elo lemitzos sreifa. Amma madain kasha heichi mimatina milachem lo achla eitzim da saka bis saka. וישלומר דאף דניקריס אכילה מקמקום אינה אכילס אדם אלא אכילס איש וכאן כסיב לכן לאכול. וזה נראה לי פירש חדש בהוד חזגיה דמאפיק איסר הנוע וחמיס מתוסיבו יאכל משם דבזה נכל אף אכילס האיש ואכילס בהימו דהיינו הנוע. מה שאין כן לא סוכל דמוסב רק על אכילס אדם בעצמו ומקמקום לרבי אבו דשם לא תקשי מידי אם תאי בתוסד שם דרמאסו.
So what's he saying? He finally, so yeah, this continuum is what I'm trying to show. You have Rashi, which is Mechudash in its own way. Then you have Maram Chalava, which is getting closer, right? But it's still Mishtarshi only. You have Rashashim Psachim, Arachilos Behema, possibly Kilui. Then the beginning of the Rashashim, what about Achilos HaMizbeach? What about Achilos Eish? Finally, he comes to it in the end, a perish kadosh in Chizkia, Eitan, that what?
That Achila refers to, or Achila Sa'esh and Achila Sa'ehima.
As opposed to Achila Sa'adam.
Right.
Well, how would you translate that?
That Achila shouldn't be understood like narrowly as purely a Maisa Achila de Adam, but sort of has broader, like a much broader definition.
Yeah, meaning, so it's again, in that, here's where the diktuk becomes important, right? Lo yochal, lo tochal, lo tochlu, lo yochlu, all refer to Maisa Gavra. Lo yeyachel, you know, which is the nifal, which refers to the chametz should not be eaten, not you shouldn't eat, does not address the person. You should make sure, or it's addressed to the fate of the chametz, lo ye, it should not be eaten. So you could say, oh, that's just an expansion. Or these other, you could say the Rashi, you could say Ram Chalava, you could say the first Rashash. It's an expansion. Now he's saying more. He's saying it basically is Achila Sachefza. He's not saying 100%. He's getting very close to it. It's Achila Sachefza, right? Not Achila Sagavra.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the one who says it, but Lo Yachel, even more forcefully, is the Malbim. Right? And then he applies it to Chatzi Shir, which is very good, because I always wanted to say that, and then I found it many years later. But you see the Eitan Yisad Malbim? Not yet.
I don't think so.
The Malbim in Parsha Tzav says that the difference between Lo Yochel Lo Tochel Lo Yachel is the focus on the Chefza. You have to make sure that the Chefts of Chametz is not Nechal. The Rashash practically says that. Okay, now, you can imagine that this is all very important and significant. How do we paskin? Like Chizkiah or like Rav Avoh? Now we're wondering whether the Achila and the Hana of Chizkiah are the same as the Achila and the Hana of Rav Avoh, even in Chametz, let's say. Parameters, how conceptually how they work, right? Maybe Malkus, maybe like I can throw out all sorts of interesting questions. You know, does Hana go along with Achila? You know, even in Lifnei Zmano, even in Ma'achar Zmano, even for Onshim, right? What about for Tarovus Chametz? These are all questions. Maybe they matter, Chizki and Rav Avoh. Either way, within Chizki and within Rav Avoh, these are good questions. I mean, how much is this like an extra din, two dinim, an extra din, in the Kabbalah Chidusho? Or is it organic? Or how much does it depend on the nature of how we look at Yisur Chametz more generally? So let me highlight it in this way. How do we paskin, like Chizki or Rav Avoh? Avi Roth? How do we paskin, like Chizki or Rav Avoh? Or is it complicated?
I didn't get up to this Gemara yet.
Oh, you get up to this yet. Okay, that's fair.
No.
Noach, how do we paskin, like Chizki or Rav Avoh?
It's not really clear, Rabbi. It seems that the Rambam mentions Rabbi Avoh in Ma'achalot Asurot, but
excellent.
And the Rif seems to mention Rabbi Avahu and Malachat Sosorota. Sorry, it seems to mention Rabbi Avahu, and the Ran says that's because he, it's like more a Pashut. I mean Chizkiyah lo yachal, and the Ran says that's like a more Pashut reading, but the Rambam in Chamah seems to, that's not so clear.
So it's Chizkiyah.
The Rambam in Hilchot Chametz Umasa seems to say it's not really clear.
Complicated. This is Machlokas in the Gemara and Pesachim. So what we would have expected is, since the Gemara records an argument, there are not Mina, and the Gemara, question is it, Machlokas Rabbavo, the Machlokas Cheskia, right? So what would we expect? Like, nice to say for Venechazi, just see how you paskin generally, and that should dictate what the makar is for Suriyana of Chametz. That's what you would expect. So when you start looking around, right? Anybody have the language? Noach, you have language of the riff here?
Yeah, let me just get it. Sorry.
Hey, I'm based in the old Dapir riff, anyway. Hey, I'm based on the Dapir Riff. Even if you have
Amar Chizkiyah minayin lechametz pesach asur bana, shenemar lo yachel chametz lo yehei bo heter achila.
Okay, so that's classic
Chizkiyah.
Sounds like the Riff Paskins like Chizkiyah. Terrific. So, but the Ran denies it.
It says, "Shenemar lo yachel chametz lo yehei bo heter achila." I mean, the law krinan lo yachel. I'm not sure what the abbreviation
patach?
Is.
The patach. The patach. I mean, it doesn't say lo yochal. It says lo yeachel.
Ah.
Go ahead.
Mashma lo yehei bo heter hamevi lidei achila. The stamanaot lidei achila heim baot shelokeach bedamim davar machel.
He's reading right like Rashi.
Right. Ugomora paligale Rabbi Avahu v'amar lo yoichal nami yisroi na mashma. V'arav al-Fasi zalva, the Rish says, heidi b'hilchot ha, the chizki lefi shehu yoiter pashut.
Yoiter pashut. What's he trying to say? That he really paskins like Rabbi Avahu. But here,
Rabbi Avahu would agree with understanding of chizki, and it's easier to understand it if the Lashon is Loya Achel. And so it just says the Lashon of Loya Achel, even though he passed the Rabbi Avahu.
No, it sounds like the Ran doesn't think it's any big deal. Basically, the Ran is saying, Vim Tomar, there's a Stira. And he's saying, there's somewhere, they both agree, but he's Saranda. So he's being more inclusive, or it's a more local, better to quote the local Makar, than the broader one. Not so Pasha, right? That's kind of, it acknowledges the problem and sidesteps it, is what I'm trying to say. The Rush, on the other hand, do you get a chance, Noach, to see the Rush in Gidon Asher?
Let me just find quickly.
A long, long piece. You don't need to read the whole piece. I just need to know the basic idea in Chulin.
So I think he basically brought several proofs that we paskin like Chizkiyah. And correct. He said, and he understood, yeah.
Excellent. So basically the Rush wants to prove we paskin like Chizkiyah. And the Nafkamina, what he's talking about there is what topic?
I think Gidon Asher, but maybe.
Excellent. No, Gidon Asher.
That's true.
And Ein Begidah Benosin Tam. He thinks that whether or not, Ein Begidah Benosin Tam. So, whether or not that depends on, this argument of Chizkiyah and Rabbi Avahu. And he says, but the Riff paskins like Chizkiyah. All right, look what he writes in Pesachim. Meaning the Rush didn't think that the Ran was just trying to either be inclusive or, choosing the local more specific rather than the more general. He thought it was significant. It's not, it means any paskins. Like Chizkiyah. Okay. So, on the other hand, the Rambam, as you correctly pointed out, seems to be a total stira. In Macholos Asuros, the Rambam says what? You have the language?
Which sounds like Rabbi Avahu the Feirush.
Correct, exactly.
And then he goes on, and then he'll come to Masi. He says, "Kol ha'ochel kazayit chametz v'Pesach mitzchilat leo chamishasar ad sof yom echad v'esrim b'nisan b'meizid chayev karet shneimar kol ochel chametz v'nichrata v'shoyil chayev korban chatzkavua echad ochel echad echad hamam chayev v'shreite." And then he says in halacha bet, "Chametz v'Pesach aftur ba'anash shneimar." Which is Ra'at, which sounds like, which is the limit of Cheskia.
So the Rambam does exactly the Rambam, even more explicitly, you know, it's clear that he passes like Ravo, and yet he locally quotes Cheskia. And of course, the Nosei Kalin were troubled by this. Some of them say what the Ran says for the Rif. You know, he's just giving you more local. He's trying to say there's no machlokas here, etc. So what is really going on? So I'd like to say we have to stop now, but what I'd like to suggest, based on what I said before, that was a little bit of spade work in background, I guess, and that is, like, who cares? What's the difference? Everybody agrees that Chametz HaPesach was also Rabbanan. So you quote this limit, you quote that limit, you want to quote, you know, the Talmud says, oh, even Chesky agrees. I think it's significant because I think it may have impact, you know, on, does, if it is significant, what we're really saying is we paskin like a Ravo, and typically something would be Asar Bana, you know, as an extension of being Asar Bachila. But Chizkiah's din, especially if you, you know, go to the Rosh Hashanah and Bechoros, you know, like in that progression, you know, and maybe even to the Malbim, is we're saying something mechudash about Chametz, or saying a more accurate way to explain the Isra Hana of Chametz, right, is by quoting Chizkiah. Maybe, this is total speculation, because Chametz is an Isra Zman, and therefore maybe it's Achila necessarily per se trigger Hana. That would have been the Kula side of it, maybe. Or you could say maybe on the Chumra side, maybe that. And that is that, no, there's this, the Isra Hana in Chametz isn't the Din of Layochal, it's a Din of Layochal. Maybe even the Isra Achila is a Din of Layochal. Meaning to signify that chametz, it's not the maisa achila per se only, it's the association, anything connected that connects you with chametz is anathema. I find it interesting, and again, it could be just coincidence, I think not, but can't, you know, prove it. HaChametz Pesach Osir Bano, right now, he read it. Shenemar lo yachel chametz lo yehei bo heter achila. What comes next?
So yehei bo heter achila.
Keep going.
Yehei bo heter achila. Va'maniach chametz v'rashuto v'pesach, af al pi shelo achlu, eva v'shnei lavim. Shenemar lo yireh lecha so'or b'kol gubulecha, v'nemar so'or lo yimtza v'batechem.
So the Rambam chose, the Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chametz, is a singular presentation of the Rambam, Kedarko. You know, I say singular and then I say Kedarko, but that's not a stira. Meaning, once again, the Rambam's not following orders of Mishnayos or Gemaras. Perek Aleph, that's a little bit, by the way, you know, as Josh will tell you, that's a little bit, what's the next word, Josh?
Next word?
Yeah.
Oh, the Kesef Mishnah.
Excellent. So you don't disappoint me. That's a little, I mean, the pressure is immense, but you know, Josh thrives on it. So that's a little bit what the Kesef Mishnah is trying to address, or maybe it's the solution to what he's trying to address. How come the Rambam, you know, speaks about Dinei Chametz three different places, in Sefer Mitzvos, in the Koteret, and Yad HaChazaka, and at each time he organizes it differently, right? Anyway, so the whole Perek Aleph is Klalim, you know, and then he breaks it down afterwards, right? But it's, in my opinion, every halacha and Perek Aleph every halacha and Perek Aleph is mechudash in some way that highlights the Chiddush of Chametz, as we've been discussing it. Having said that, you know, Perek Aleph it's not like, again, you know, the Rambam, you know, was under contract, you know, to limit, like, how many halachos in each Perek. You know, so he didn't have to, but it's strange that he has plenty of room to discuss all these different things in Perek Aleph, and yet he bundles Isur Hana, Lo Ye'achel, and Bal Yirah Ba'imatzeh, right? As one continuum. Forgetting whether he broke up the numbers or the halach, but just the way that it reads is more what I'm talking about. So, Achamitz Pesach Aser Bana, the Hamini Achamitz Bershuso, of Bishloach Lover Bishnei Lavin. Rambam is linking the Isur Shehiya, right, with the Isur Hana, which is mechudash to him because he doesn't need Cheskia, but he goes out of his way to quote it. Lo yehe bo hetver achila. And I think because it's a din lo, the same impulse behind lo yeachel, namely, it's not the maisa hagavra only. It's not nevela. You know, if that would be also about, maybe that's not also about now, but if that, it's not even, you know, other certain type of, I think there are other parallels to Chametz, but you know, it's not Nosar, and it's not Pigul, and it's not Tame, you know, it's not Kelaya Karim, right? It's Chametz. And the Isra Na, Chizkiah, according to the Rambam, you know, it's not just, oh, let's be Memait B'machlokas, we'll quote Chizkiah, you know, more than that. You know, either being Memait B'machlokas to show that everybody agrees on Isra Na here is conceptually significant, or even more so, the Limud of Chizkiah is more accurate. It's true that, you know, Masha Asar B'Achila is Asar B'Na. But maybe if it had just been Isra Achila, this wouldn't have an Isra Na. Or maybe even if it would, it wouldn't capture what's singular about this Isra Hanah, or maybe even what's singular about the Isra Achila. Namely, that it extends to Lo Yehebo Heter Achila, to the Nifal, to the way that you relate to the Chefza, even separate from, but of course influencing, the Maisa HaGavra. So the Rambam, maybe the Rif too. It's conceivable that the Rif, you know, did it for one reason and the Rambam did it for another reason. But then in the same halacha, and by the way, not even out to have this stuff in your Rishos. What are you doing when it's in your Rishos? You don't even see it. Right? The answer is you have to distance yourself from it. Anything less than rejecting it is in the category of lo yeachel. Right? That's why ain't b'heter achila. The Isra Hanah here isn't the din of lo yeachel. It's the din of lo yeachel. For the same reason there's a lo yeachel, there's an Isra ba yiraya. Lo yiraya. I don't just mean the nifal. And for the Rambam, the idea, you know, one of the things that the Kesef Mishnah as a possibility to suggest, I think, is very not compelling. I mean, I don't think the Rambam holds a Bayura is a siag l'achila at all. But what I do think, not the way he presents it, not, but what I do think is that, like I'm interpreting the second day of Tosis, he thinks that Bayura and the Pratim of Bayura, I think, will reinforces the idea that the Isur Chametz is singular, and it's related to the relationship that you have with this Chefza. And that's the Malbim's Lo Yeachel. So this, I think, also opens the door to explaining the other two Lo Yeachels. And that's why I want to continue with on Tuesday. The Lo Yeachel of the Yerushalmi, which the Ram doesn't mention, sadly, that's okay. Namely about Behemoth Hefker. And the Lo Yeachel of the Rambam, which I already touched on in the Mishnah Lamelech. I mean, why is the Rambam quote Lo Yeachel as a source for Chatzi Shir? When the Gemara doesn't say it, the only Lo Yeachel in the Gemara is Chizkiah. Yerushalmi has Behemoth Hefker, and the Rambam was Mechadesh Lo Yeachel of Chatzi Shir. The Malbim that I was referring to, I'm very excited about, because I wanted to say this in the Rambam for a long time, and then I found this Malbim. The Rambam says, that's the pshat in the Rambam's Lo Yeachel of Chatzi Shir. But it has some more implications that we'll fill out. All this is part of our Agdama, as we started off with, why is Chametz treated differently, Manishtana, with regard to a whole slew of halachas? And from there we went to, is Chametz an Isser Zman, you know, or an Isser Mukhlat, and what does that mean? And now we're discussing, you know, Lo Yeachel, you know, as a prominent, you know, Makar, you know, which is reinforcing those two ideas. Okay? So that's what we're going to continue with, the Rambam of Chatzi Shir and the question of Behemoth Hefker and whatever else are the first group of Marmakomos. And then we'll talk about a little bit about Taruvus and Nuksha and other things going forward. Okay? We have to figure out, we'll be in touch about, you know, the Zoom issue.